Let's receive our evening offering. You may be seated. Open your Bibles with me to the book of Hebrews. And I was doing a TV with David Barton, and he said, "Where do you get a white highlighter?" Well, that's what he was talking about. I didn't do it all at one time. Let's see. I put this Bible in service 5-9 and 09. And I ought to be starting a new one, but I don't know. This one's feels good. Hebrews chapter 7. Now we know from what the Apostle Paul said that Jesus is a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. Melchizedek was and is a title. It literally meant the king of Salem, which became Jerusalem. But most of you know that. But here's what I want you to see. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is the king of peace. Without father, without mother, the cross reference says without pedigree. Nobody got in here without a father and a mother. I've heard that preached. But he was not of the priesthood. And Jesus is the our high priest today after the order of Melchizedek. Because Jesus was not a Levite. He's of the tribe of Judah. Amen? Now, verse 6, whose descent is not counted from them that received tithes of Abraham and blessed him that had the promises. Without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. Now, that's what covenant does. We can call that, I don't want to get into this right now, but that's chesed. Chesed is a covenant statement that the lesser is blessed of the greater on an equal basis. So now, verse 8, here men that die receive tithes, but there he receives them of whom it is witnessed that he lives. He's alive, glory to God. He is our high priest at the right hand of the Father. So what you're sowing into this ministry tonight is not coming to me. You have to answer to Jesus for what you do or what you don't do. Now, the way we use this, all of it, first of all, will go into the budget and outreach of this campaign. And I believe it in my heart, and I say it with my mouth, we will go over this budget. We will. And those of you online, you're just as much a part of this as everyone else. This is extremely important. I said it is extremely important because the Lord has instructed me to get into some things this week. And verse 12, the priesthood being changed, there is made of necessity a change also of the law. For he of whom these things are spoken pertains to another tribe, of which no man gave attendance at the altar. For it is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah, of which tribe Moses spoke nothing concerning priesthood. And it is yet more evident that after the similitude of Melchizedek, here arises another priest, who is made not after the law of a carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life. For he testifies, thou art a priest forever. Forever. After the order of Melchizedek. This book is a book of blood covenants. And I worked on it for years. And then the Lord finally gave me the go-ahead to write a book about it. And there's a lot of years in that book. Our airplane was in the shop for some reason or other. And they used to have a shuttle. You could just go out there. Of course, it was before 9/11. You could just go to the airport and take a shuttle and go to Houston and back and wherever you needed to go. And someone had slipped E.W. Kenyon's little red book called The Blood Covenant in my pocket. And I realized that Jesus Christ of Nazareth is my blood brother. And the booze lady came up there, and I was right up in front. And they had, back in those days, they had just a carpet on that front wall, and I was up there reading that little book. She walked up there and said, would you let, oh no, you've had too much already. I guess my eyes were glazed over. I was drunk all right. And it was on the spirit, but not her kind. And I've been drunk on it ever since. Once the Spirit of God, through a prophet, put words into the earth, there was no way the devil or anybody else could get it out. So that when Cain killed Abel, murder was not against the law. So there had to be a law. So it's first a law book. Amen. And it's precious in my sight. Well, this ministry began in 24th day of January 1967. And I was 30 years old. And in about 5 weeks, I'll be 87, so you figure it out. And January 24th, 57 years. Studying this book. It's alive. It's precious. And it must be respected. Jesus said there will always be wars and rumors of wars. I've seen a lot of it. I remember World War II. Maybe we'll talk some things about that. But we're in the end times. And there's not only wars and rumors of wars, there's rumors of wars and wars and rumors of wars and wars and wars and wars and wars. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise. and we honor you tonight. I'm asking you, sir, to reveal to the people what you would have them to do concerning their part of this gathering. Yes. Gathering of eagles. Praise God forevermore. The eagles. In the 39th and 40th chapters of the book of Isaiah, we rise up with the wings of eagles, and he renews our strength. Hallelujah. And we praise you and thank you that this great nation is represented by the eagle. And we honor you for that. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Did you ever notice that that first stanza of the Star-Spangled Banner ends in a question? Does it still wave? The fourth stanza answers it. When our cause it is just, and our motto is in God we trust. Yes, the Star-Spangled Banner will wave. And it still does. Praise God. Amen.